In this bulletin, Australia offers safe haven to skilled and student visa holders from Hong Kong. Victoria records 165 new cases of coronavirus as residents enter a six-week lockdown. And Australian basketball star Patty Mills donates almost $1.5 million to social justice causes. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Australia will offer safe haven to some Hong Kong residents who feel threatened by new national security laws imposed by China. The Prime Minister has also announced a suspension to Australia's extradition treaty with Hong Kong in light of Beijing's controversial new powers in the city. Under the new visa arrangements, students and temporary workers from Hong Kong already in Australia can apply to extend their visas to 5 years and seek a pathway to permanent residency. The offer will also be open to Hong Kong residents still living in Hong Kong who apply for skilled work visas. It comes as the Department of Foreign Affairs updated its travel advice for Australians in Hong Kong, warning that they could be at increased risk of detention. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the changes recognise the threat to Hong Kong's autonomy posed by China's security law.
Our decision to suspend the extradition agreement with Hong Kong represents an acknowledgement of the fundamental change of circumstances in relation to Hong Kong because of the new security law, which in our view, and this is not just our view, this is, I'd say, a shared view of many countries, it undermines the one country, two systems framework and Hong Kong's own basic law and the high degree of autonomy guaranteed in the Sino-British Joint Declaration.
Victoria has recorded 165 new cases of coronavirus. 30 of the cases are linked to known outbreaks, with the remaining 135 under investigation. Meanwhile, daily temperature checks will be introduced at all schools in metropolitan Melbourne and the Mitchell Shire. Any student with a temperature of 37.5 or above will be required to go home. School holidays have been extended for a week for Melbourne students, with the exception of senior secondary and special education students. The New South Wales government says all but five of the 137 people on board a Jetstar flight from Melbourne to Sydney on Tuesday who were allowed to leave the gate area without a health inspection have now been tested. Jetstar Chief Executive Gareth Evans says most passengers were rounded up before they left the airport and they were at least screened in Melbourne before they got on the plane.
As rules change and develop, sometimes these things break down. Unfortunately, that happened and we followed up as quickly as we possibly could. As I said, we identified two-thirds of those customers before they left the airport. Again, I'll say what is important from a risk perspective is these customers were screened and they were screened as they departed Melbourne.
Three people in the New South Wales, Victoria border town of Albury have tested positive to COVID-19. There are 13 new cases of coronavirus in New South Wales. 11 of these are in hotel quarantine. The other two are amongst the three people from Albury. The third person in that group was diagnosed late and will be registered in tomorrow's statistics. The three from Albury are all members of the same family. One of them had previously visited Melbourne, where it's believed they got the virus. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging people in communities along the now closed New South Wales-Victoria border to be tested for coronavirus.
We do want people to come forward and get tested in our border communities in particular. What we're in the process of doing is what we call mopping up potential seeding. So we know that for some time, obviously, community transmission has been high in Melbourne. And so what we are very alert to, especially given the number of people on those border communities coming back and forth, that we want to make sure that we're flushing out any potential seeding that occurred prior to that spike in cases becoming evident.
A 14-year-old girl has faced a children's court charged with murdering her 10-year-old relative in northeast New South Wales. The girl's body was found at a Gunnedah home yesterday morning after emergency workers responded to reports the girl had suffered serious lacerations. Australian basketball star Patty Mills will donate almost $1.5 million of his NBA earnings to social justice causes in Australia. San Antonio Spurs point guard will give away his remaining salary for 8 games as the US competition completes its season. Mills says the money will go towards Black Lives Matter Australia, Black Deaths in Custody, and the We Got You campaign. The season is set to resume later this month at a hub in Florida. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth mostly sunny and 17 degrees. Adelaide, showers increasing, 15. Melbourne, mostly cloudy, 16. Hobart, partly cloudy, 12. Canberra, possible shower, 14. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 19. Sydney, also partly cloudy, 19. Newcastle, much the same, 18. Brisbane, a shower or two clearing, 22. Cairns, a possible morning shower, 27. And Darwin, sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.